Rossi training camp completed now in Stellenbosch, and a nice whole week to prepare in Argentina for the next test. How's the squad feeling, and how valuable was that camp?
Yeah, I think all the camps are always valuable, especially if you're going to try a few other players in different positions. The camp is vital, and I think those 2 or 3 days that we were together, the guys really used the best way they could. Now, obviously, the travel to Argentina is a bit of a stretch, but now at least we've done some work on Argentina, and hopefully when we get there tomorrow, we can hit the ground running.
Just in terms of going into the game, I mean, if you win next week, you know, this, you win the rugby championship. Is that on your mind, or is it a case of you know, just going out there and giving your best?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of, doesn't matter what way you look at it. You don't want to lose to Argentina. They don't want to lose against us. They must firmly believe they're still in the running for the cup. But at the end of the day, if we beat them with 4 points or they beat us, both teams are going to be very hungry.
You know, we always talk about the hostile crowds in Argentina. You know, what are you guys actually expecting from them over there?
Yeah, no, it's definitely hostile there. But we don't find them to be hostile in the sense of fear and stuff like that. It's more really passionate support about the crowd for their team. And they've got some legends there. Contoponi is a legend. In my era, he was definitely one of the top players with Pichot and all of those guys. So no, you know, it's a good coach team. We beat the All Blacks, who put on the best score ever on Australia. And they'll be really in their hearts believing that they can beat us. So I think it's going to come up to preparation, who pitch up on the day the hardest, who's the most desperate, because I don't think there's much to choose between the two teams.